The report was carried out by the CGIAR Research Program on Climate Change, Agriculture and Food Security, CCAFS, and the International Research Institute for Climate and Society at Columbia University in New York. It showcases projects that have overcome many of the challenges that in the past hindered farmers from having access to index insurance. This type of insurance provides support to small farmers when there's not enough rainfall to grow sufficient fields. The insurance is based on a specific index, such as wind speed and rainfall for crops. The launch also allowed Nigerian leaders to examine the program to see how they could use this type of insurance in Nigeria. Dr. Debisi Oraba is the team leader for the Environment and Climate Change Unit for Nigeria's Ministry of Agriculture.
Nigeria has about 15 million smallholder farmers, and it's our aim to ensure that each of those farmers not only remain productive, but are able to cope with the shocks and stresses of weather-induced climate change. In 2012, we had massive floods along the east and southern parts of the country. And this not only affected the livelihoods of the farmers, but it also made us acutely aware that farmers needed to be insulated from the shocks and stresses of climate change. And one of the methods that we want to use is index insurance.
Debisi said CCAF's scientists provided them with a technical workshop in London where they designed a weather index insurance program for small-scale farmers in Nigeria. Dan Osgood is the lead scientist of the Financial Instrument Sector Team at the International Research Institute for Climate and Society at Columbia University. Osgood, who is also the co-author of the study, explained how the index insurance program can improve the lives of smallholder farmers.
For many farmers, climate change means more bad years, and so adaptation means taking advantage of the remaining normal years and being more productive in those years, you know, basic math. The problem is that the kinds of things that you can do to become more productive, like using a quality seed or taking out a loan for some inputs or buying an ox to be able to plow, those things involve taking a chance. And so even if 4 years out of five you have years that are okay, if you have 1 year out of five that's bad, you don't know if that's the year that you're making this decision to invest in something like an ox or quality seed. And if this is the year, then you could fail completely and lose the farm.
The BC said in Nigeria, one of the biggest challenges to implementing insurance as a safeguard against losing the farm is having access to data.
Previously, we'd always known access to data was a constraint. However, over the last day and a half, we've concluded that we do have enough data to develop an insurance mechanism.
The new crop insurance program would incorporate other programs already in existence. One is the Planting with Peace program run by the Nigerian Agricultural Insurance Corporation. Another is the Growth Enhancement Scheme. It includes a database with vital and up-to-date information down to the mobile phone numbers of smallholder farmers in Nigeria. It also distributes subsidized fertilizers and seeds to farmers.
We're also working side by side on another framework that will enable multiple private insurance companies to participate in extending insurance products to the farmers.
The study also examined other countries where index insurance has been successful, such as India, and in Africa, countries such as Kenya, Rwanda, Ethiopia, and Senegal. Here, smallholder farmers are beginning to understand the importance of this science-based insurance. Traditional loss-based insurance is not affordable for smallholder farmers, and scientists at CCAFS and Columbia University say the index insurance model has the potential to build the resilience of smallholder farmers.
I think we're going to see these kinds of models, which grew from a couple hundred to tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, or in India, because it was connected with a national program, to tens of millions. And I think and I hope that there will be a real push to make sure that they're solid products, so that as we go to larger numbers of people, we're giving them a good service, and that also they're meaningful products, so that it's actually giving them the tools to provide for their families instead of just having them sign up. And I think there's some examples in the case studies of how it's possible to do these things, and I think those kinds of things in the future will continue to grow.
Index insurance not only protects small farmers' assets, it also unlocks opportunities to increase productivity in the non-payout years, which might allow them to escape from the traps of poverty. Nigerian officials say they're committed to signing up all 15 million of its farmers by 2017. I'm Kim Lewis reporting in Washington.